This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Just recapping our top story. Obviously, we've got a storm system that's moving, making its way toward coastal Texas and Houston area. Much of the state woke up to frozen roads and windshields covered in ice this morning. Yeah, it's a bad winter storm, that's for sure. But as winter weather events go, this certainly pales in comparison to what happened this week 33 years ago. In 1985, a winter wonderland descended upon the Alamo City with a sort of impact few Texans had ever seen before.
The Weekend Report.
Good evening. You got yourself an icy three-day weekend, or at least most San Antonians do. The snow may have finally let up, but the frigid weather hasn't. And the mayor's asking everyone to stay home and to stay off the roads, while the city tries to dig itself out of 13.5 inches of snow and ice.
It was the first time I'd ever seen snow. I grew up, you know, South Texas, down in the valley, and I remember waking up that morning, and there was a lot of snow. I mean, and I had no frame of reference. My name is Tyler Kraft. I am in IT, and I lived in San Antonio. I was real little, probably 5 or 6. You just don't have cold weather clothes, and so I really distinctly remember putting two pairs of pajamas on and then my jeans, and I had two or three pairs of socks and then Walmart bags over my feet and sticking them in my shoes, and then, you know, gosh, 4 shirts, 5 shirts, and the heaviest jacket I had, which really honestly wasn't all that heavy. And I remember just getting out in it. It was amazing.
No one, as far as I remember, really thought we were going to get, over a foot of snow. I mean, and of course that shattered all of San Antonio's records. I don't know if Austin got as much, but for San Antonio, it was, definitely one for the record books.
My name is Mark Langford. I live in Helotes, Texas. I'm what's called a commercial photographer. And I'm also, on top of that, a very major weather enthusiast.
I had a video camera at the time. It was a monster of a camera, but it was enough to at least get some documentation.
Hi.
Hi. Time to go skiing in Helotes.
All right.
Real fast.
The entire hills of Helotes, and just seeing everything, not just with a light dusting, but I mean, it looked like something you could see in, the ski slopes. Essentially, San Antonio was just shut down. I mean, it was very, very quiet. There was no airline traffic because the airport was closed, and no one was driving around. So it was, just amazingly quiet for the 24 to 36 hours when the city was shut down.
It was this feeling of being kind of far away in a different land with a white landscape and nobody else but my brother and I and my parents. Shirley Gonzalez, City Council, District 5. I was 13, he was 15. We were sort of just beyond that place where we were not interacting anymore, because that happens as you become teenagers. You start to sort of drift apart, and that awkwardness of not knowing what to do with your teenage sibling. And all of a sudden, we were kids again, throwing snowballs at each other, wrestling in the snow, and it all came right back to us. And that's what I remember about it the most.
But I had never seen anything like this. I mean, this was like living in some sort of postcard, because it was brand new, it was gleaming white, it was incredibly bright, and everybody was just completely overjoyed, and you're experiencing something otherworldly together. My name is Diego Bernal. I'm the state representative for Texas House District 123, which is the center city area of San Antonio, Texas. But at a certain point, I remember the snow came and it was exciting, and then it didn't stop. It just kept going and going and going. It felt like there was some pause in the world. It's one of those things where if you say, do you remember what you were doing when? There's only a few things that you can say after that where to a person they're going to be able to say yes. Spurs championships and the snowstorm are, to me, the moments where the city was like the most united and experienced something simultaneously that was a shared experience.
Memories from a snowstorm in San Antonio in 1985. And you're listening to them on the Texas Standard.